This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
There's a place in Chicago's Little Village neighborhood right at the start of a thriving strip of mom-and-pop businesses, and it showcases some big issues. Neighborhood investment, support for small businesses, jobs. As part of WBEZ's Citizens Agenda Project, we're reporting on the issues you told us you care about most. Reporter Linda Lutton brings us the story of one place, more than 100 small businesses, and lots of questions about the future.
The first thing you need to know about the Little Village Discount Mall, it's not really a mall. Imagine a permanent flea market inside an old Kmart.
This mall is gonna look like a tianguis, like a mercado. You're going to feel like in Mexico.
You will be transported. Cocoy Malagon is a vendor here.
Like a quinceañera dresses, homecoming, prom.
Her stand is 10 feet by 20, packed with sequins and satin. Dresses hung high overhead form a ceiling of colored lace hems. Everybody's happy here, from grandma to the teens.
Really sexy jeans, like Brazilian style, Colombian style.
Malagon is one of 120 vendors in the discount mall who hawk everything from Western wear to piñatas to prayer cards. And while small businesses everywhere are hurting, these vendors have an additional worry. They fear a possible redevelopment plan could replace them with a big box store, maybe a Target. The mall was sold earlier this year, and early architectural drawings showed mod new stores and no discount mall. That set off a panic among vendors. And it raises questions. If the concern is neighborhood development, jobs, and investment in Chicago's communities, what is actually better for a neighborhood? 120 little businesses or a Target? You might imagine how the vendors see things. Irais Miranda sells musical instruments.
The people are working here in this mall. Get the salaries, the money, and they spend the money in the neighbor. And the companies, big companies like Target, get the money outside of the city.
The vendors figure about 400 people work here, between owners and employees. And they say their little mall attracts visitors from across the Midwest.
So there would be benefits of, like, you know, Target coming in, but there would also be losses.
Eric Zwick, a finance professor at the Booth School of Business, says turning the discount mall into a Target would likely be a win for the property owners and for the city in terms of cold hard cash through tax revenue. That's because there'd be more sales volume, fewer cash sales, and if property values go up, that's more money still for city coffers. But Zwick admits economists are not good at measuring the value of things like culture and character. That's where the political process plays a role, he says.
Saying, look, like, even if maybe there's more economic value for switching it out, maybe the cultural value outweighs that.
Zwick says another thing lost when giant stores replace small businesses, variety.
Like, it's like you can sell a really unique slice of pizza if you only have to satisfy 50 customers, but if you have to satisfy, you know, a million customers, you have to go more towards the middle. And the pizza gets a little bit, like, more standard.
Distinctiveness can be a draw that spurs neighborhood development, says Nate Anderson, an economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago.
So if there's something unique about a community, then in general, a community should invest in those strengths, as opposed to going out and making itself similar to every other community.
What do people who live there think?
Maude Toussaint-Comeau says that's the question we have to ask. She says even though she's also an economist with the Federal Reserve,
I don't feel that I really believe enough in the science of number as much as I believe in the science of people and communication.
For Cocoy Malagon, this debate, of course, is not abstract.
This mall represents all our life. This is more than a business. This is part of our life, our traditions.
Lately, in addition to selling dresses and making alterations, Malagón has been organizing fellow vendors. They've planned a demonstration for tonight. She says vendors want a say in what happens to this site and their livelihood.
WBEZ's Linda Lutton is here. Linda, you've also talked with the people who will decide the fate of this unique market in Chicago's Little Village neighborhood.
Yep. Good morning, Mary.
So what's going to happen? Who decides whether the discount mall stays and the vendors keep their businesses, or whether a big box store like a Target or a Walmart comes in?
Well, Mary, two players have an outsized role in that decision. The first is the new owner, Novak Construction. They're based on the Northwest Side. They have experience with big box developments. Novak says rumors and misinformation have surrounded the discount mall, but they haven't really clarified, you know, what's true and what's untrue. The vendors have said they've tried unsuccessfully to meet with Novak.
And since this is Chicago, the other big decision maker is going to be the alderman, right?
Correct. In this case, that's George Cardenas, 12th Ward. He could put a brick on this idea of a big box store if he wanted to. The new owners will need his approval if they want to change building heights or build anything different. Cardenas says Novak has not shown him any actual plans and he hasn't made up his mind. But his answers about the discount mall, they feel really slippery. For instance, he says he wants to do a study, and here's the question he wants to ask.
Where does Little Village shop? Where do they go to get, you know, anything related to the home, the towels, you know, the basic necessities that you have in for the bathroom? Do we need to have something close by?
So that kind of sounds like a study designed to support, I don't know, a store that sells those things, like a Target. But the alderman also told me he thinks discount mall vendors and a big box store could coexist. They're complementary, he says. Listen.
You know, Target's not going to sell a quinceañera dress.
You know, the irony there is that, you know, that actually sums up the vendor's point of view, too. You know, that this mall offers something really unique. Target is not going to sell a quinceañera dress.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you, Mary.
Linda's story about the discount mall in Little Village is part of WBEZ's Citizens Agenda Project, and you can read more at WBEZ.org.